Trend number five, repairing and augmenting the brain. Brain science represents the next truly new frontier of technology. It can be argued that the brain is the most important organ in the human body. It's the physical embodiment of who we are. Every day, people like Professor Stephen Hawking demonstrate that a superb brain in a totally incapacitated body can do amazing things. On the other hand, we see victims of brain injury, dementia, and stroke unable to function despite having otherwise healthy and vibrant bodies. Stroke is a leading cause of long-term disability and death in the United States. Parkinson's disease is an increasingly common ailment, and dementia is one of the biggest health threats facing our aging population. Historically, we've been able to do very little to repair brain damage once it has occurred. But several new discoveries about the brain have already enabled scientists to take the first steps toward brain repair and augmentation in laboratory animals. These successes indicate that these and even more effective treatments could soon be viable for human patients. These breakthroughs fall into two categories. The first is purely physiological and involves applying the tools of bioinformatics and personalized medicine to enable the brain to repair itself. The second involves the creation of artificial brain prostheses to bridge gaps in the brain created by injury, stroke, or disease. Let's consider each of these two types of treatments. Several research teams have recently reported breakthroughs that fall into the first category. For example, the journal Nature Biotechnology recently reported that for the first time, scientists demonstrated that human stem cells can successfully implant themselves in the brain and then heal neurological deficits. The researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison used a special strain of mice that do not reject transplants from other species. Once inside the mouse brain, the implanted stem cells form two common vital types of neurons. These two cell types are both critical to brain function. One, acetylcholine neurons are involved in Alzheimer's and Down syndrome, and GABA neurons are involved in many additional disorders, including schizophrenia, epilepsy, depression, and addiction. For this study, the researchers cultured human embryonic stem cells in the lab using chemicals known to promote development into nerve cells. After the transplant, the mice scored significantly better on common tests of learning and memory in mice. Ensuring that nearly all of the transplanted cells became neural cells was critical. In many other transplant experiments, injecting early progenitor cells results in tumors. This didn't happen here because the transplanted cells were pure and committed to a particular future state. The immediate application of this breakthrough will be on drug screening and discovery. However, it could also be applied in situations like stroke and brain injury, where a specific damaged area of the brain can be readily identified. Meanwhile, researchers at Lund University have used the new technique to convert stem cells into dopamine neurons, the type of neuron that is affected by Parkinson's disease. The researchers are already seriously talking about these cells being good enough to move forward with transplantation in human patients. This method is simpler, quicker, and safer than previously reported techniques, and they open the door to a shorter route to clinical cell transplants. Rather than starting with embryonic stem cells, this technique starts with neural stem cells. The researchers have discovered a surprisingly simple way of starting the stem cells' journey to become finished brain cells by adding two different molecules. The process mimics the brain's natural development by releasing signals that are part of the normal development process. This technique allows researchers to precisely steer stem cells to become different types of brain cells. Since the method effectively imitates the brain's own processes, it reduces the risk of tumor formation, one of the most common obstacles in stem cell research. The quick, simple technique makes the cells mature faster, which both makes the transplant safer and helps the cells integrate better into the brain. Experiments in animal models have shown that the cells quickly adapt in the brain and behave like normal brain cells. The next step is to test the process on a larger scale and to carry out more preclinical safety tests. A third example of harnessing natural mechanisms to repair a damaged brain was recently reported in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. A team of researchers at Texas A&M College of Medicine has identified a way to exploit one of the brain's self-repair mechanisms to protect nerve cells and enhance brain repair in stroke victims. The most common form of stroke, known as ischemic stroke, occurs when a blood vessel that brings oxygen and nutrients to the brain becomes clogged, for example, with a blood clot, causing nerve cells in the affected area to die rapidly. However, when the Texas A&M researchers administered Perlecan domain 5 protein to rodents with ischemic stroke damage, it protected nerve cells from death and promoted blood vessel growth, a key component of brain repair. The research suggests that Perlecan domain 5 could provide a therapy that substantially improves outcomes following a stroke by protecting nerve cells and enhancing brain repair. The second approach to repairing and augmenting the brain is best exemplified by the work of Theodore Berger and his biomedical engineering team at the University of Southern California. Berger, whose research was recently profiled in MIT Technology Review, is focusing on developing an electronic device that could be implanted in a patient's brain to reverse severe memory loss. Scientists have been trying to solve a problem that is common among people who have endured brain damage as the result of stroke, Alzheimer's, or accidents. Because their networks of neurons have been jumbled, they have difficulty storing long-term memories. Berger's solution is to offload this important task to silicon chips. He believes that if these chips were embedded in a human brain, they could take over the signal processing that neurons accomplish in a healthy brain. So far, he has been working on proving the concept on experimental animals. In tests on rats and monkeys, he's shown that a silicon chip wired to a brain by electrodes outside the skull can process information just as effectively as neurons. He also used the chip to enable monkeys to retrieve long-term memories from the prefrontal cortex, the region of the brain where such memories are stored. The next step, which Berger hopes to achieve within the next 2 years, is to implant the chip in animals' brains where it would act as a memory prosthesis. Ultimately, of course, his goal is to develop a prosthesis that would allow humans to regain the capacity to form and retrieve new long-term memories. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, research investment in understanding the brain will grow exponentially over the coming decade. We're at the very beginning of an enormous wave of brain research. Recently, President Obama proposed funding a $100 million research effort titled Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies, or BRAIN. According to Obama, this aims to help researchers find new ways to treat, cure, and even prevent brain disorders, such as Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy, and traumatic brain injury. And just as the Human Genome Project paved the way for rapid progress in bioinformatics, bioreengineering, personalized medicine, and synthetic biology, it's likely that prospects like BRAIN will pave the way for serious advances in brain science. Second, by 2025, effective biological therapies for dementia, stroke, Parkinson's disease, brain injury, and possibly schizophrenia will be commonplace. We're already seeing safe, reliable treatments tested in animal models. It's reasonable to suspect that these will be refined, tested, and approved over the next dozen years. Ironically, even though these advances have been pioneered in the United States, our regulatory framework means that we'll probably be one of the last countries where such treatments will be commercially available. And third, by the early 2030s, it will be clear whether or not memory prostheses will have widespread applicability. It's not yet certain whether work by Theodore Berger and his biomedical engineering team will uncover generalizable insights on how the brain works, let alone commercially viable products. It is still at the proof of concept stage. However, the Trends editors believe this research definitely warrants further investigation and that it could turn out to have revolutionary implications on many levels.